Welcome to Blended, a podcast by me, Living Whole with Sarah Davis, your board-certified holistic health practitioner and creator. This is where I combine my ideas of essentialism, health and wellness, and creatives into an integrative, insightful whole. My whole life is your whole guide to health. Hey guys, and welcome back to my podcast, Blended. I will be completely honest, as you can tell by the title, I am talking today why I wake up at 5 a.m. I did not wake up at 5 a.m. today. However, 5 to 6 days out of the week, I do wake up at 5 a.m. and I love it. It is so important for my productivity. It makes me feel accomplished and it allows me to have a little bit of me time in the morning before my day gets started and before my husband usually wakes up. And so it's really a good tool for the day. So I've mentioned a couple things that have led me to waking up at 5 a.m., you know, increased productivity, feeling of accomplishment, and those that time to be kind of by myself and to enjoy it. But another part of waking up early with my personality is I've always been somewhat of a morning person. I found it extremely difficult to work night shift when I worked ICU, and as soon as I could transition to days, I transitioned to days. Am I completely aware that some people are just night people? Absolutely. So I'm not saying waking up at 5 a.m. holds all the keys to success, but I am saying it is a good tool for people who want to have more productivity, to feel a little more accomplished, and to have that kind of sweet spot in the morning. And I'll talk a little bit about that here in a bit. So waking up at 5 a.m., I do set an alarm. My body doesn't intuitively wake up. However, if I am well rested throughout the week, it's not too stressful, or I haven't worked extremely hard where I'm fatigued, just in general throughout the day, I find that my body does wake up between 5:45 and 6 o'clock pretty regularly. I don't have to set an alarm on weekends when I don't have anything going on, and I'm usually up by 6:30. So circadian rhythm, thank you very much. With waking up at 5 a.m., there is a certain sweet spot to the morning. It's that time between 5 and 10 a.m. that I find productivity is through the roof. And it's also between 5 and 6 a.m., your inbox, your phone, all of that is quiet as well. And so it decreases distractions. And if you think about why is that? Most normal people don't wake up. Most normal people don't wake up before, you know, 6 and 7 a.m. Phone calls start, my inbox gets crammed whenever 7 o'clock rolls around, and I don't have that little extra time. It's almost like a 2-hour head start to a morning for me. And I find that I can have my alarm go off at 5. I stumble downstairs, get a drink of water to get my digestive system going, start the coffee pot. And then once that finishes, I kind of have a meditative moment of quiet while I enjoy my coffee. And it's an excellent way that I feel I start my day and find a little bit of joy. It starts the day off on a grateful right foot, and it just feels like my morning is not rushed. I'm not just rolling out of bed and trying to throw clothes on. I kind of gather myself for the day. And so between 5 and 5:30, I'm typically drinking coffee, taking a peek at my planner just to kind of reevaluate how I'm going to approach the day and exactly what I need to get accomplished that day. I have found a little bit too that with the discipline of keeping my alarm at 5 a.m., I'm also much more disciplined to stick to difficult tasks. And I utilize that time between 5 and 10 a.m. Typically 5 and 7 is the most quiet, but 5 to 10 a.m. I schedule my most difficult task or the tasks that require more focus because I have less friction to get to the accomplishment of that task. And that's just in thinking about how we need to create habits as well. You want the least amount of friction between each task in order to set a habit. And so one of the things that I also do, just a little side note here, is I keep a pair of tennis shoes and a gym bag towel and water bottle in the car. So if I'm out and about and I'm thinking, okay, really want to hit the gym, I'm already kind of dressed for it, let me just go either get a walk or a hike in, or, you know, go get a lift in or something like that. And so they're having the resources that I need. It creates less friction, thus allowing me to keep healthy habits or to complete whatever task at hand. This waking up at 5 a.m., I've also noticed my wellness has increased, and it's increased in two ways. One, I'm more mindful and purposeful with my day, with the way that I wake up. But also, my old lady tendencies, when I'm looking at my evening routine and what is going to allow me to successfully and very comfortably wake up at 5 a.m., I have an evening routine that I stick to and I actually look forward to. It's kind of moments where I slow down. And again, welcome to the Blended Podcast. This kind of originated from my need to slow down and my need to look at life and to cultivate thoughts. And so my evening routine is reinforcement of that. So I will take the time to slow down, literally slow down, relax, try to drink either some tea, a little bit more water, or something that will allow me to just relax and enjoy. Typically, I don't reach for alcohol in the evenings. It disrupts your sleep patterns. But if you need a glass of wine, have a glass of wine. But take that moment to kind of look at your day. And within my evening routine as well, I talked about this in my last podcast. I'm probably going to reference it many a time again. But I sit down with my planner, look at what I accomplished, and look at what's left on my to-do list. And I've shifted my perspective from, oh my goodness, I didn't get this, this, and this done, but rather to counting my accomplishments. And I actually write them down, and then I write one or two sentences on how I felt that day, kind of what went on. Sometimes it's just I made it through the day, and sometimes it looks like, you know, today was a happy day. I was able to do this, this, and this, or I was really stressed when I allowed myself to do this, this, and this. It allows me those reflective moments as well, that is reinforcing the mindfulness and the intent to my life, which in this pursuit of happy for me and reinforcement of what I'm doing with my life, practice of essentialism, it's looking at how do I decrease friction? How do I do things more effectively and just better in general without working 50 times harder? Because sometimes you can work extremely hard but get nowhere. And so I'm really looking at the habits and the productivity to my life and just the joy of my life. And that kind of helps with that as well. Pretty straightforward, I think. But if I were to give people 5 tips on how do you get started to waking up at 5 a.m., because most people are like, okay, I'll set an alarm. There's a little bit more to it, because number one, for example, is you need to be intentional in the morning, and you be intentional with your morning by creating that evening routine that I kind of talked about. So you want to create something that you look forward to, because in the way of Living Whole with Sarah Davis and my application of nutritional practices for clients, it's the things that we do consistently and persistently that create success for us. It's not the things that we do once in a while and really good one or two times a week. It's the small steps sometimes. Now, not to discount great big actions of, you know, cold turkey this and cold turkey that, but it's the small things that really make a difference and make up our behavior. So when you look at our behavioral tendencies, what are you actually doing? So you can say, oh, well, you know, Wednesday I went to bed at 7, 10 hours of sleep, but what did you do the other 6 nights? Did you go to bed at 10, 11 because you know, 2 of those nights you were out and about and drinking, or 2 of those nights you worked and was running around until that time and then just kind of laid down in bed and didn't, you have no idea what's going to be going on tomorrow. You don't feel relaxed and you're not cultivating the mindfulness that you need to be successful. So you're not being intentional. You're almost being reactionary. And so number one, be intentional with your morning and create it so that you consistently and persistently do it. Same thing with nutritional habits. I think number two is the same thing. It's kind of, you want to create an evening routine that you look forward to. So number one, be intentional. 2, make it something you look forward to. Create that evening routine to allow you to be intentional with your morning. Number 3 is the basis for all of your tools and success geared towards waking up at 5 a.m. You need proper sleep hygiene practices. This is going to allow you to fall asleep faster. It's going to allow you to sleep deeper. And some of the things that I do, either reading or laying in bed right before I go to bed, I will actually kind of take a couple deep breaths and visualize a restful sleep. Now, do some people think visualization is kind of crazy and what is that actually doing? There is scientific research behind this practice, and I have cultivated visualization since high school, and I utilized it on some of the larger successes, kind of pivotal moments in my life when I'm like, this is where my life changed, or this is something that brought me a lot of opportunity. I utilized visualization for that. And this all stems back to high school band. And I had my band director, Mr. Ratcliffe. I was in a lesson with him and I was struggling. I wasn't focused, and he, in approaching All-state tryouts, because I play French horn, he brought up, I think it's called the art of tennis. Don't quote me on that, but I think it's the art of tennis. And talking about nervousness and outcomes to tryouts with All-state, it can be very stressful, especially for a high school student. And so he talked about visualizing the stand that my music was on, visualizing myself taking that initial breath before I start whatever tryout material was chosen, and visualizing myself being highly successful with each of those pieces, and then visualizing kind of the win, like my placement, what I wanted. And of course, it was always first band, first chair. So I applied that to science fair. I ended up going to international science fair. I applied that to a couple different scholarship activities in college when I was trying to get into college. And I also applied this to when I decided to do my second ever pageant, Miss University of Arkansas Fort Smith, and ended up winning. I just, after the first pageant, I was like, I'm doing this for scholarship. It'll be fine. You know, I just want to place or whatever. And then the next year, I liked it so much. I was like, I think that I want to try to win this. And so I prepared and prepared and visualized my talent, visualized my interview. And so a 10-minute rant into visualization. Behind all of that, it does work. Use it. Visualize yourself falling asleep and do some deep breathing exercises. Anyway, blended rambles with Sarah. So number four is you need an effective alarm clock out of reach. And the reason why it's not just an effective alarm clock, you're going to hit snooze when you're first starting this. You're going to want to stay in your bed because it's going to feel so fantastic. Put it out of reach. So you have to get out of bed, disrupt the bliss that you're in, laying in between your covers and it's all nice and warm, and turn the alarm clock off and then go downstairs and start your day or wherever. So number five is something that I have became extremely strict about in my own practice, because I've noticed how incredible it has kind of changed my morning routine and just the minutes that seem to slip by in the day. And there's nothing so horrible than feeling like you just like, where did all my time go today? And then seeing your social media tracking, the time tracker tell you, you know, 3 hours and 48 minutes spent on social media. It's a horrible feeling. So one of the ways that I have decided to incorporate my own social media hygiene per se, or social media practices, I skip the phone in the morning. I start smarter. I control my mindset, my mood, everything, and I control my intent for the day rather than reactionary to whatever's on my feed, whatever email has came in. Until I am ready to sit down and work, I keep my phone away. And so I start smarter, making sure I have gotten some water. I've nourished my body with wonderful food in the morning. I also a little bit of moderate caffeine, because I do love a cup of coffee. It's very comforting to me. And then I take those moments of mindfulness and I focus my work. So within my social media practices in skipping the phone, I found it extremely beneficial to turn off notifications for social media. It has absolutely changed my life from being reactionary to whatever notification my phone, like it almost controlled my mindset and has created this habit of checking, do I have any notifications? I will check my notifications some point in the day, maybe once or twice, and then I put it away. And it removes this pleasure-seeking part of kind of Pavlov, got a notification, feel good, and I have found more joy in real life than just kind of pop-up notifications. And so if you get anything from this podcast on why I wake up at 5 a.m., be intentional and skip your phone in the morning. Start smarter and start in control because you deserve that. Yeah, that's kind of why I wake up at 5 a.m. If you guys have been around the Living Whole community for any time, you know that I love Mondays and I love mornings just in general. I am that morning person. And so I'm just grateful for mornings that I'm able to wake up every morning and be extremely thankful for any and all opportunities, and even sometimes grateful for the trials that I encounter because it also teaches me something or it regrounds me. There's always a reason. I hope you guys gain something from this, but those are the reasons why I wake up at 5 a.m. and how you can get started too with five simple steps. Thank you for being a part of the Living Whole community. I strive to keep my content ad-free. So by simply liking, commenting, or sharing, you guys make a huge impact, and I cannot thank you enough. I can't wait to hear your continued thoughts and conversations in the comments. For more Living Whole content, please check out livingwholesarahdavis.com, and I am on most all of the socials, but I can't wait to hear from you guys. So thank you, thank you, thank you.